Sherlock Holmes, The Rediscovered Railway Mysteries and Other Stories, by John Taylor. Read by Benedict Cumberbatch. An Inscrutable Masquerade. In a drawer, in the bureau of an upstairs room of my current home, there is a locked cedarwood box, which I inherited as a youth from my grandfather. This is, one might say, my box of secrets. When I was young, it contained the treasures of boyhood, a catapult, a lump of beeswax, the carapace of a crab. For many years since, it has been the repository of an archive, admittedly a ragged and disordered archive, a collection of notes and scribblings concerning some of the many cases of my lifelong friend, the consulting detective Sherlock Holmes, which, for one reason or another, I never took the trouble to write into proper reports. Having had recently a little time on my hands, I reopened this box of yellowing notebooks, and it seemed to me that several of the cases, given the ocean of time between those events and the present day, would now bear telling. And I begin by chronicling an adventure which I may have dismissed for several reasons, not because it lacked baffling and intriguing elements, on the contrary, but mostly, I think, because it was for me personally such a dizzying and distressing experience. It was a Wednesday evening in July, at the end of a day of straitjacketing heat, and I sat next to the open window of our parlour at Baker Street, drinking in the air and hoping for the liberating ripple of a breeze. The newspaper on my lap reported the release from police.